Christ Talk Ministry. Thank you for joining us on Friday as we work through the book of Ephesians. We might be able to finish before 2028. We'll see what happens. But again, I just love going, you know, a verse or two at a time. And so finishing off chapter 4, and now we're jumping in to chapter 5. And just encouraging you as it encourages me as we open up God's Word, we read it out loud. It's an opportunity for us to be reminded that God has just spoken to us. So much fun to think about the Apostle Paul writing to the church at Ephesus. Things that God wanted the church at Ephesus to know was empowered by his hand going up and down. And you and I are reading what he wrote for them. Gives us an opportunity to be, for our hearts to be taught and led and guided in. And so God's word for you today, Ephesians chapter 5, therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children and walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us, a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. So church at Ephesus, therefore, be imitators of God. May your relationship, may their walk be the way Jesus walked on this earth. May they be willing to do the things that God has called them to do. Love people that are around us. As you go back, there's a lot of things that God had called them to put off and put on. And so as an imitator of God, this is what they're going to be asked to do. And the part I really enjoy in this verse is as beloved children. So as the church at Ephesus got this letter from the Apostle Paul, from God, through the power of the Holy Spirit, he wanted to remind something that they'd been loved. Probably one of the greatest needs of every human heart is to be loved and be accepted. And so as they are now having a chance to sit maybe under a shade tree or in their home or listen to someone as they gather for their service, and these words rang out to them, be imitators of God as beloved children. Be imitators of God because God loved you. Be imitators of God because you're fearfully and wonderfully made. He chose you before the foundation of the world. If you go back to Ephesians chapter 1. But not only accept being loved, offer that to the people around you and walk in love. What kind of a love? The convenient, easy thing? No. As Christ loved us and gave himself up for us, a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. Walking in a love that cost. Walking in a love that you are have been hurt or you're struggling or you're frustrated or there's people that have disappointed you and now you're going to be asked by God because you've been loved by God to love those people, to be a fragrant offering back. And so it's one thing for you and I as we have the opportunity to sit in God's love. How awesome is that? And then probably one of the hardest things that we have to do, knowing that we have help from the Holy Spirit, is then to love back, to give our life as a fragrant offering, as a sacrifice, not doing what we think is best or running for affirmation of this or that, but saying, okay, God, here I am. I'm going to ask you today to help me love the people that are around me, to set my wants and my desires aside the way Jesus did, and to give back to the people that are around me. I don't know about you, but man, there's so much to think and to process about. Where do I walk away? What do I apply? What do you want me to do with these verses? Imitate your Father, because your Father loved you. Because your Father loves you, love those who are around you. So thank you, Father, for the opportunity to have your words for us today. And so as we read them and think about them, may they come alive in our hearts. May we truly be imitators. May we walk in love because you've loved us. May we be a fragrant offering of your sacrifice as we live here on this earth. Thank you for this new day, this Friday. And so as we walk and live and move, and may we do it with your strength and an appreciation of what you mean to us today. So thank you for your word. We love you. We need you, Jesus. In your name I pray. Amen. God bless you and have a great Friday.